One of the big stories in Barack Obama's smashing victory in Iowa last night was the number of new people who ended up participating in the caucus. Approximately 72% of his support came from those who had never previously caucused in Iowa. And many of those new voters were young people. Patrick Cannon is a co-chair of the Tampa Bay O-Train, a local activist group that has been knocking on doors in the area for Obama since last spring. He worked on Howard Dean's campaign 4 years ago and says Obama has learned from Dean's mistakes in Iowa.
Because while there was a lot of promise in the Dean campaign that they would bring out the youth vote, I think Obama actually delivered on that. And I think that Obama is an extremely inspirational figure, and he kind of harkens a lot of people back to Bobby Kennedy back in the 60s. And I think it's that level of inspiration and a really strong desire on the part of Americans for a real change in the way that we operate in our political system. And I think that's been a large factor in why the youth actually turned out this time around. It was very exciting to see this record turnout in Iowa, and we're hoping for the same here in Florida.
The Florida Democratic presidential primary on January 29th has been shrouded in controversy because no delegates will be apportioned, a penalty enforced on the state party by the Democratic National Committee for moving the date of the election into January. Obama, like virtually all the other Democratic candidates, has also signed a pledge not to campaign in Florida before the South Carolina primary takes place on January 26th. Floridians will vote 3 days later. Local Barack Obama supporter Patrick Cannon says that the Illinois senator will begin making up ground on the longtime frontrunner in Florida, Hillary Clinton, because of his success on Thursday night. Because Obama has pledged not to campaign the Sunshine State, Cannon says the grassroots effort in Tampa Bay has manifested itself in different ways.
One, contributing financially. Two, sending volunteers to early primary states. And third, maintaining a strong internet presence. And we believe that by helping the national campaign in the early states is the best strategy in addition to our local efforts here on the ground.